Let's keep moving right along here. The second song you selected for your Song of the Soul art is called The Competition. What connection does this song have to your spiritual growth and progress and where you've headed in your life?
Well, thinking back to License to Kill, I relate very personally to that song because I grew up under a military father. I grew up as a very traditional, patriarchal, hegemonic, middle-class, working-class, white young man. And a lot of the upbringing that's alluded to in License to Kill represents my upbringing. Another aspect of that, of course, is referred to in the song The Competition. And it has to do with perfectionism. It has to do with winning, with being the best. My father, although in his way he was a very loving man, could, for example, watch me do something for an hour and talk to me afterwards only about that 30 seconds of that hour that I did badly and try to make sure that that 30 seconds didn't go badly again the next time. Plenty of pride, but very little discussion about what I, and this applies to my siblings too, what we did right, but a lot of discussion about what we did wrong in an effort to teach us. That creates perfectionism in people, which is a very frustrating thing to grow up with. And perfectionism creates a lot of avoidance and fear, naturally, because you hesitate to do a lot of things, because if you can't do them perfectly, anything you do becomes very frustrating. I'm afraid I learned that too late in life to help my kids. I'm afraid that I did to my own children what my father did to me, which was instill a sense of not good enough in them. That's not something I haven't known over the years. But the interesting thing for me about this song, besides the fact that it really outlines the frustration of the perfectionist very well, is that the way I learned this song, I only have known this song for about 2 weeks. It was about 2 weeks ago, my daughter's boyfriend emailed me that song and said, "Michelle asked me to send you this song." And I sat down and listened to it, and I realized that she knew that I would relate to the song, and that she knew that I knew that she would relate to the song, and that she knew that I knew why she would relate to that song, is because I taught her how to relate to that song. The other interesting thing about the song is that, and about that situation, is that I emailed my daughter's boyfriend back, and I said, "Oh, thanks for the song. I really liked it." And I wanted to say, "But you know, it's funny because the rhyme scheme could have been better, the rhythm could have been trimmed," and I wanted to critique the song negatively. And I bit my tongue and didn't do that, although I think my daughter would have laughed out loud about that.
Well, let's pretend that we're just opening up the email right now, grabbing that attachment, playing it, to see what Michelle has sent you. It's called The Competition, and it's by Kimya Dawson.
I never wanted to be better than my friends. I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head, the ones who told me I'd be better off dead, the ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob, much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning, and I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took 2 showers a day, and I dressed up like a princess, shook my fist in my own face and said, "I'll show you who's the best." I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at 7 different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on 1 foot and finished up the game.